to hear administration officials tell it the exodus is only the beginning. Lieutenants to Kelly and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, two of the most experienced remaining advisors, expect their bosses to depart shortly. That would leave Trump alone at center stage. More confident in his ability to run a country, Trump wants to surround himself with people he likes, say aides. That increasingly means people he likes on television. To fill Cohn's spot, Trump hired Larry Kudlow, a one-time junior aide to President Ronald Reagan and a regular on CNBC, as his top economic advisor. He promoted the Columbia-educated former Fox and Friends anchor, Heather Nauert, to the top public diplomacy post at the State Department. Trump is eyeing another Fox contributor, Pete Hegseth, to take over the troubled Department of Veterans Affairs. No staff change could have a greater impact than the removal of Mueller, but Trump has shown he is increasingly frustrated by the special counsel's probe, which has reportedly delved into the president's business records. If you had been attacked mercilessly and continuously, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained March 20th, describing her boss's mood, and literally every day you wake up to an onslaught of people saying that you're there because of reasons that are completely false, that's frustrating. Even Trump's most loyal pals worry he will respond to that perceived attack by firing Mueller. That would be the beginning of the end, predicted Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, a golf partner to the president. That would be the stupidest thing the president could do, added GOP Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, a reliable ally. Maybe Trump's increasing theatrics don't matter. Maybe he can thrash about the White House, offending his nominal friends, enraging America's allies, and spooking the financial markets without doing much lasting damage. Trump supporters point to steadying forces around him, like Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and first daughter Ivanka Trump. But these same voices previously cited Tillerson and Cohn in the same role. Now both have departed. And Kelly and McMaster might not be far behind. It's no secret the president is not a patient man. Now he's really out of patience and will be doing things his way, says one Republican on Capitol Hill. The president tried it their way and didn't like what he was seeing. What comes next will make for edge-of-your-seat viewing, but it brings real risks.